Thank you so much for joining us. We're delighted that you're here as we enjoy sharing the good stuff so much. It's Kim and Mike.
And do you know what this month is?
April.
You know what today is?
April Fool's.
April Fool's Day. Yeah. I've got some stories about some April Fool's jokes that apparently are legendary.
But oh, really? I've got some jokes and I have some pranks.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll cover all that here coming up. First of all, a reminder about Old West Days and the Nebraska Cowboy Poetry Gathering. How about that? That's coming up at the end of this month right here in Valentine, Nebraska. That's going to be on April 24th through the 27th, and it's all going to be at Valentine High School. Entertainers like David Paul, Floyd Beer, Dave Stamey, Eve Miller, and a whole lot more. And, of course, we've got church services on Sunday morning, and we do have a golden fleecing or the undermining of Sarah Sweetflower Sarsaparilla Saloon and Bridal Shop. That's at the high school auditorium, the Melodrama. Check it all out at oldwestdays.net.
That sounds like a lot of fun. You said ranching? Are you talking ranching? Well, grab your hat because we're diving into Tri-State Livestock News for some real ranching insight. Immerse yourself in the world of ranching with Tri-State Livestock News. TSLN, Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
I've got a couple of some, I guess, famous or at least regionally famous April Fool's jokes. The erupting volcano, this took place back in about 1974. Apparently, a prankster in Alaska set a fire atop Mount Ajacumbe, I'm not sure if I'm saying that right, tricking residents of Sitka, Alaska, into believing the long-dormant volcano was erupting.
Oh, no.
The pi recalculation hoax of 1988. A man posted a satirical article claiming that Alabama state legislature had passed a law redefining pi as exactly 3.0 to align with biblical principles. The state received hundreds of outraged phone calls. And one more of those, Richard Nixon's re-election in 1992. National Public Radio's Talk of the Nation program announced Richard Nixon, who in 1974 became the only U.S. president to resign from office, was running for president again, claiming, "I never did anything wrong and I won't do it again." Listeners were horrified until they realized it was an April Fool's joke.
Oh, very funny. Okay, in our other program, we talked about frozen cereal. I did a little more digging into that.
Okay.
You just pour your milk over your cereal and freeze it overnight. And then it's there at the table, and they go to stick their spoon in their cereal, and it's frozen hard.
I could see how that would get you. Yeah.
Okay, here's something. Believe nothing and trust no one this April Fool's Day.
Good advice. You kind of got to, you know.
Anyway, it's just like any other day.
Yeah. Be a little leery.
Yeah. Babies born on March 31 are the easiest to prank on April Fool's Day.
Why is that?
They were literally born yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Ready for some knock-knock jokes?
If we have to, yeah.
Oh, come on. You love it. Okay, you want to hear an April Fool's joke about paper?
Sure.
Never mind. It's terrible.
Yes. Sounds more like my pun jokes I had here a while back.
Oh, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Wooden Shoe.
Wooden Shoe who?
Wouldn't you like to hear another April Fool's joke?
Yes, by all means, let's do that.
Okay. And what kind of rabbit tells April Fool's jokes?
All rabbits do.
No, a funny bunny.
A funny bunny.
Yeah,
okay.
Only funny bunnies do it, not the more serious ones.
Sounds like an ice cream. Should be an ice cream flavor.
Oh, it does, doesn't it? Here's one for everybody over in Minnesota. I think you'll get it. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Lena.
Lena who?
Lean a little closer and I'll tell you another April Fool's joke.
Ole and Lena joke. There's got to be some Ole and Lena jokes about April Fool's
no
Day.
No kidding. I was going to tell you a pizza joke for April Fool's Day, but it was too cheesy.
Too cheesy.
Yeah.
Double cheese. Triple cheese pizza.
Yeah. So I didn't do it. Can February march? No, but April May.
Okay. Yeah. Got to think about that one
for
a minute.
Yeah, that's kind of tricky. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Lenny.
Lenny who?
Lenny, no, when you're done with all these silly April Fool's jokes.
I think we're done.
Oh, there's so many more.
I think we're done with that. Easter's coming up this month, so be ready for that. And if you have some Easter funny stories for us, whether they're funny bunny or not, send them to kimhburge@gmail.com and keep listening to the good stuff.